Modeling builds rapport. Have you ever noticed how you're drawn to people with whom you share things in common? This is called the law of attraction and means that you will inevitably be attracted to people that are similar to you. We don't need to look far beyond our close friends to understand that we are drawn to people with similar interests. So how can you use this natural tendency to your advantage in all of your relationships? Two key methods come to mind. First, become aware of activities, interests, and relationships you may have in common with people, and pay particular attention during conversations. You may both have children. You may both work in the same part of town. You may both have a son who plays soccer, or you may both like Thai food. Throughout my career, I have made it a point of asking people questions with the goal of identifying things we have in common. Once I identify something we have in common, I transition the conversation to that subject. When I do, I almost immediately feel them connecting with me. The second method is to model people. What do I mean? Modeling is a technique to mirror and match the nonverbal and verbal communications of others. As an example, when I'm around people who talk softly, then I moderate my voice and talk softly. If they talk slowly, then I'll do my best to match their speed and talk slowly. If they lean back in their chair, then I will casually lean back. If their legs are crossed, then I'll cross my legs.